you for taking the time to listen to this message from Stonebridge United Methodist Church. We hope it encourages you to live and love like Jesus.
Good morning. My name is Courtney Schultz. I serve as one of the pastors here, and as always, it's a joy and a privilege to be gathered together in worship of our God with you on this Sunday morning here in the Bridge. I do hope before you leave the worship space today, you'll take a moment to grab the black connection pad that's at the end of the row and share your information with us there, share your attendance with us, pass that down your row, and then pass it back. And take a look and see who's sitting around you. You may have a neighbor that you haven't met yet. We just want to use that as an opportunity to get to know the names and the faces of the people who we're worshiping with each and every week. So please do that before you leave the worship space this morning. I do want to tell you that I have the best job out of anybody in this room. I had the privilege over this past week to join with about a dozen or so other Stonebridge folks and go over and take our vacation Bible camp to our partner school at Malvern Elementary and to watch our two communities really fuse together as one as we taught and learned with our children and with our Malvern children that indeed Jesus rescues when we worry, when we struggle, when we're lonely, even when we do wrong, that Jesus rescues. And I can't tell you the joy that I got to witness as the parents came and watched their children share what they had learned, and as the children had the opportunity to proudly stand and perform for their parents some of the songs that they had been learning and singing and share the Bible points that they had been learning. So I really do have the best job out of anybody in this room because I have the privilege time and time again to sit in those moments and to watch all of the people and to see how the Holy Spirit is moving. So thank you for those of you who helped make that happen. And if you want to be a part of that, know that not only does our partnership continue all year long and there will be other opportunities for you to engage at Malvern, but we will also repeat that next summer for the students there. So be thinking about your calendar now for that. On that note, I do want to say that ongoing this summer, our Malvern Summer Food Program continues. This is the opportunity for families whose children typically receive free breakfast and lunch during the school year and backpacks of food on the weekends to continue having food for their hungry bellies through the summer. We will be serving just over 30 families this year throughout the summer, and they've already started coming each Wednesday to shop the food pantry there at Malvern. We need donations. I will remind you, we said this last week, that we love donations of any kind. So if you are bringing actual groceries, those go in the bins in the foyer. But we can really get more bang for your buck if you're willing to give us the monetary donations, because Carol and I get discounts for bulk pricing and for being a church and for this being a food pantry. And so we're able to make those orders each week if we have the funds to do so. So please know that there are two ways for you to contribute to that program in donations. And then you can also sign up to volunteer on Wednesdays on our website. I also want you to know about a youth car wash opportunity that's coming up on July 8th. You can drop your vehicle off before you come into worship. An adult will drive it over to the car wash area. The youth will wash the cars, and then the adults will have your keys for you when you get out of worship. You can pick your car up all sparkly, clean. So that's going to be from 9 to noon, and the donations for that service will help to support all of the activities that our youth are doing to serve in our community. I also want you to know that if you have been visiting with us, if you are a first-time guest this morning, or if you've been coming for a little while and you want to know more about what is Stonebridge about and what's our vision and how are we in ministry together, that the opportunity for you to do that is coming up on July 22nd at 10 a.m. We will gather together in Eagle's Wings and have an Explore Stonebridge event. All of the pastoral staff will be there so you can get to meet all of us and get to know a little bit about us and about the church. So you're invited to be a part of that if that's something that you're interested in. Now, as we prepare our hearts and minds to continue in worship and to hear a message from our God this morning, I invite you to pray with me. Holy and Almighty God, we give thanks this morning for your word, for your presence with us. God, we pray that our hearts and minds will be open to hear the message that you've crafted for each of us. God, I pray that these words would be your words, that this message be a demonstration of your Spirit's power and nothing of my own. And God, I pray that what we receive this morning through our holy scriptures might move us to be your people in the world. In Christ's name, amen. Who here is busy? Yes, we are continuing our Faithful Families Sermon Series this morning. And this morning we talk about being busy. So if you took your calendar out right now, whether it's paper or electronic, and you looked over the next 30 days, how many days would have no commitment? One a week? One in the whole month? Maybe even none? Is your calendar as colorful as mine? I think most of us know what it feels like to be busy, no matter how our families are made up, no matter what our households look like. This is something we can all relate to. And truthfully, it's kind of worn like a badge of honor in our world these days, being busy. How are things at work? Oh, really great. Moving along well. We are just so busy. How are things at home? Going well, but you know, we're busy, busy, busy. How are the kids? Oh, they are growing so fast. It's going lightning speed, and we are just so busy. How are things at school? I'm learning a lot, and I'm doing well, but I am busy, busy, busy. It seems as though collectively we just keep getting more and more busy. I got a new Fitbit for my husband for my birthday this past week. Yes. He didn't forget. Our anniversary's on Monday. So one of the things that it does is track my sleep, and I've been very interested in this. So I started doing some research and reading up on healthy sleeping patterns, what's healthy, what's not healthy, what you should expect, what you should not expect. And I found this interesting piece of information as I did that, which is that in 1915, the average adult got a full 8 hours of sleep every night. 8 hours every night. Today, it's more like six. We are so busy that we have given up 2 hours of rest every night. Why? Do we even know how to slow down? Or how to be still? Let's try it. We're going to be still for 1 minute, just one. So you can kind of get comfortable in your chair. If I was sitting where you are, I'd put my feet flat on the ground. I'd lay my hands gently in my lap, and I'd close my eyes. But you do whatever it is that will help make you comfortable. And we're going to sit for just 1 minute. Okay, how'd it feel? Awkward? Did you get restless? Did you wonder how awkward it might be for me to stand here in front of all of you for 1 minute? Yeah. I think that one reason we stay busy, busy, busy is because we've forgotten how to even be still. Yet in Exodus, when God gives Moses and Israel and us the Ten Commandments, God says, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. You shall not do any work, you, your son or your daughter, your male or female slave, your livestock, or the alien resident in your towns. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, but rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and consecrated it. So God commands us to a Sabbath, to be still. And not just sometimes, and not just when we feel like it or when we get overly tired, but intentionally once every 7 days. We are commanded to a Sabbath, to stop being busy. But I think in order for us to slow down, we have to figure out what it is that makes us go and do so much. What are we searching for in all that going and doing? Is it affirmation? Is it affection? Is it purpose? What drives us to go and to do? I recently read an article in one of those magazines that comes to my house in Frisco. I know McKinney also gets them. And it's about a man who uprooted his family from Chicago to Frisco because he felt called to plant a church. And so here he is in Frisco, planting this church, sharing his vision. And he's out to a meal with a very influential community member, a very successful executive who lives in Frisco. And I want to share with you some of what he shares in this article about that conversation. He says, within just a few minutes of starting our conversation, this individual asked me a question that stopped me in my tracks. He asked, what need in our city are you starting your church to meet? What a great question. I knew this was an amazing opportunity to share more about the vision that we had. So I started answering right away. The focus of my answer was, of course, the idea of purpose. I shared that in my experience, our city is full of people who have had success beyond their wildest imaginings, but many of them still do not know their purpose. So many of them have built amazing businesses, but have not built themselves. Or they have gained money and influence, but lost their family along the way. So many people in our city are living without purpose. Then the church planter says, can I be honest with you? The further I got into the explanation, the worse I thought I was doing. The person was giving me zero reaction. The CEO across the table was giving him nothing. Nothing to indicate that our vision was hitting home. As the moments went on, I started doubting myself. Maybe I had risked everything and uprooted my family for nothing. Maybe when you make enough money and achieve enough success, that really is all you need. But then something amazing happened. This individual looked across the table at me and said something I will never forget. He said, I think God must be trying to speak to me because you just described my life. He shared how he has done more than he ever thought he would and accomplished more than he ever dreamed he would. He had made enough money that it does not mean anything anymore. Then he said, then I get home on Friday night and the garage door goes down and the work week is over. I am just there in the quiet of my own thoughts. And you are right. I do not know my purpose. The end of the work week, the end of the volunteer project, the end of the sports season, even the end of the well-orchestrated family vacation comes, and we find ourselves alone with nothing but our own quiet thoughts, and so often feeling that something is still missing. What kind of busy are you using to try to create purpose for yourself? Is it professional? Is it your education? Is it your volunteer service? Is it your sports or your children's activities? What kind of busy are you using to try and create purpose and meaning for yourself? And then let me second the question with this one. Are you worn out yet? Are you tired? You see, often the meaning that we search for in our busy will be found in our Sabbath. The meaning we search for in our busy will be found in our Sabbath. God gave us Sabbath so we know our purpose. So then what is a Sabbath? What does it look like? Is it just a day where we sit around lazy and idle and do nothing? Is Sabbath just about going to church once a week? Well, Sabbath isn't just about feeling good or having fun. And it's not just about worshiping God at church on Sunday morning. It is now and always has been about being countercultural. It's about being set apart from the world distinctly as God's people. It's about fulfilling our call that we find in Romans chapter 12, not conforming to the world around us, but being transformed by the renewing of our minds. It's a recognition that our worth and our purpose are not found in our doing, but in our being God's children and God's people. The Sabbath is meant to be countercultural. It's meant for us to say to a world that desires to use us up, no, I am not yours, but my God's. I do not work endlessly for anything, for even my God rests. For the Israelites to have halted all their work, to have stopped all their servants, all their children, all their animals, to have stopped everything and rested for a whole day, every week, was countercultural. It didn't look anything like the people around them. And for us to stop and rest and to keep the Sabbath holy, that's not going to look like anything around us. So then, what does it mean to embrace countercultural rest in our lives? It's going to look different for different people. It's going to be kind of unique to everybody, but there are some things that we'll hold in common. So I'm going to share with you what it looks like for me, a day of rest, a true Sabbath. There's nothing on the calendar for that day. There's no commitments. There's nothing pulling at my time or my attention. There's space and time for fellowship with my family and friends, and it's easy fellowship. We may have an activity planned, but the focus is not on the thing we're doing. It's on one another. It's on the relationships that we have been gifted by our God. It has to include quiet moments of prayer, opportunities, space and time for me to reconnect with my God, to offer worship and praise, to be reminded that God indeed is with us. And then it's about being disconnected from everything. That means in the real sense that I'm not going and checking work emails, that I'm not checking off the to-do list of things that need to be done around the house, but also mentally that I'm not thinking and being consumed by thoughts of those things. This, for me, is Sabbath. Focus on God and one another. Rest. My typical day for Sabbath is Friday, Many of you have probably had weeks where you've sent me a text or an email on a Friday and you haven't heard back from me until Saturday or Sunday. That's why. When you're a pastor, Sunday just can't be your Sabbath. Comes with the territory. And your Sabbath may look a little different than mine, depending on what your household looks like, what your life looks like. But the part that must stay the same is it must be focused on God and one another. The part that must stay the same is that it cannot include our pursuit of performance. Not our jobs, not our hobbies, not our volunteer service, or any other activity in which we are seeking to make ourselves. Because the Sabbath reminds us of this truth. This is what is central in the commandment. We cannot make ourselves, for we have already been made by our God. The Sabbath is the recognition of that. And the opportunity to enjoy the grace that comes with that. So it's countercultural, as it calls us to stop going and doing as the world demands and instead to do as our God commands. And as one of my former professors, Dr. Habito, is fond of saying, you are not a human doing. You are a human being. If we could only live into that truth. Now, doesn't it sound wonderful, a Sabbath? Who wants one every week? Yeah. Okay, do you want to know who has total and utter control over whether or not you get one? You do, right? I do for myself. When I first began my journey toward ordained ministry, I often got told by more experienced pastors that being a pastor, being in full-time ministry, was a 60 to 70 hour work week every week, relentlessly for the rest of my life. That I would have to kiss my family and anything else I enjoyed doing goodbye if I wanted to be an effective pastor. And I have to be totally honest with you. I struggle with being busy. Writing this sermon, doing this research, this was hard for me. I'm a driven person. I like to get things done. I like results. That's okay, so long as I remember that none of that is where my purpose is. That my purpose, my worth, comes from being a child of God, not doing. And so I'm a grand total of 5 years into my ministry. It means I've learned a lot. And so I'm calling them on it right here, right now. And I'm calling myself on it too. I think that to say that ministry requires 60 or 70 hours a week every week is either a well-meaning approach that will result in burnout, or more concerning, it's a desperate drive to perform one's way into God's grace. I'm not interested in either of those, so I'm going to aim for balance. I hope that you can too. I'm going to take God's commandment for Sabbath seriously, starting right now today. Because you know what? I actually think God knows what's best for us. And I actually think God knows how to help us receive that very best. I don't think the Sabbath was a suggestion, but a commandment. So I'm going to do my very best to live into that and to honor it. So here's how we get a Sabbath if we want one. We manage our time or someone else will. I'm sure you've heard something like that before. I'm fond of saying we don't ever make time. That's impossible. Everybody gets 24 hours every day. No more, no less. 24 hours each day. What are we going to do with them? We have to put up strong boundaries if we're going to get a Sabbath every week. And it's not always going to be easy. Remember, I told you it's countercultural, so people are going to push back. People are not going to like that you're putting yourself aside for God. People are not going to like that you're being distinct as God's people in the world. Maintaining a Sabbath doesn't come without some sacrifice. Following our God rarely does. Just like the tithe of our financial resources, we're probably going to give something up. And whatever that is will be unique to who we are and how we are in the world. Maybe it'll mean a slower climb up the career ladder. an unwillingness to compromise one's God-led priorities for the next promotion. Perhaps it's the around-the-clock technology consumption, something we'll talk more about next week. But that certainly distracts us throughout the day from being productive at the things before us. And then those things creep into our designated rest time. Maybe we have to give some of that up. Maybe it could even be something like our volunteer service. For when we don't know how to say no, we lose all our boundaries and we become overrun. So here's the good news, though, because I do this and I've done it, and I'm really focused and convicted by the Holy Spirit to change that practice and to reorient myself in the world, but I know that I will probably stumble in the days ahead. So here is our good news when we do, when we go astray, when we're consumed by the culture's temptation to go and do and to perform, we can always come back, for God is always right there waiting, ready for us. And my experience is the more that I try to keep the Sabbath holy, the more grounded I am in the identity I have as a child of God, and then the easier it is for me to push back on the world and the people around me who try to break that boundary and say, my worth doesn't come in my performance. My worth doesn't come in my doing. My worth is in my being. And this is a sacred time when I reconnect with that. So I am emboldened, and I hope you are too. Sabbath reminds us who we are and whose we are. May each of us find rest in the truth that our God loves us and desires to be in relationship with us. The Sabbath is a gift. May we receive it. For our God says, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. For in 6 days, the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, but rested on the seventh day. Therefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and consecrated it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message from Stonebridge United Methodist Church. You are invited to worship with us every Sunday morning at 9 and 10:30, either in our celebration service, which offers a blended worship style, or in the bridge, which offers contemporary music in a relaxed, rejuvenating environment. For more information, visit our website at mysumc.org. Have a blessed day.